I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo-hoo! Let the buzz begin, y'all!
Hey, happy Friday!
Yes! Happy Friday!
Happy Friday, y'all!
Or whatever
welcome,
day
welcome back to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are talking season 18, episode 4, In the Blink of an Eye.
Yes!
Blink of an Eye, and... wow, what a blink of an eye. What did y'all think of the overall episode?
I enjoyed this episode. It was really good. It brought back the funny because of all the pranks. But I think I said last episode, like, I like when the other players come in, like Malik and Khadijah, Scott, Stassi's. We even got some Tristan. He may not be everybody's favorite, but it makes good TV. So I like this episode.
Yes.
Yes. Piggyback. I liked it too. I love the seeing the co-parenting of Chloe and Tristan. Malika told us how she was pregnant. Oh my gosh, finally leaked the news. And just like seeing Stassi and some other friends of Kylie's. Like, I'm interested to see where this is gonna go, like this whole friend journey with Kylie.
Right? It's going to be good. Let's introduce ourselves before we completely go off onto the recap of this episode. I'm Rachel Robillard, and I got Howard here.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's Howard the Third. Nice to be heard. Yes.
And then we have Nakia.
Hey guys, happy Friday, Thursday to Monday to you guys. Because no one knows what day it is.
Seriously, what day is it? It's Friday, so we're going to act like it. Yes. Bear with us, y'all, because I'm having some lagging issues, whatnot, same. But we're just going to go with it. This is obviously quarantine edition of Keeping Up with the Kardashian recap. And again, we are talking season 18, episode. This is our fourth episode to be doing this quarantine edition. So, okay, let's get it popping. Y'all, we have the live chat up, so y'all can hit us up in the live chat. We would love to talk to y'all. Shout out to Lucas. It's his birthday today. So,
happy birthday, Lucas.
He's the birthday boy. And Courtney's birthday is tomorrow.
It is.
Courtney Kardashian's birthday.
Yeah,
but we didn't see her on this episode. Now, did we, y'all?
No, we did not.
We sure did not. Also, shout out to True. True's birthday was on Easter.
Yes.
I just want to say happy birthday to all the Aries and the Tauruses because Howard's birthday is coming up because everyone's going to be spending their birthdays in the house. So, happy birthday to everybody.
Happy birthday, everyone. Happy, yes, I feel like, especially now during this quarantine time, I give a special shout out to those celebrating their birthdays during this time because it's a different type of celebration. It truly is. But you're still really celebrated.
Cheers. Cheers to the birthdays. And like Rachel said, if you guys are in the live chat, I got it pulled up. So shout out to you guys and thank you guys for watching us.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Yay. Okay, so we didn't see much of Courtney, but we did see a lot of True, and the episode started off with Tristan giving Chloe a gift, the Dior bag. Thoughts on your ex cheated on you multiple times, baby mama, time while being pregnant, now giving gifts. Obviously, y'all kind of know what I think, but how do y'all feel about it?
I mean, you know, I know. I think it happens a lot in a lot of relationships. And obviously, Chloe wants to co-parent, but Tristan wants to co-parent, but also be in a relationship. And, you know, Tristan has cheated a lot on Chloe, and I feel like she took him back a lot. So I think maybe he's just used to the process of like, it's fine. I'll just like win her back with a gift. And she's like, stop, because we're not together. You're just here to pick up the baby. The thank you for the bag. The bag is beautiful, but stop being weird. So I think like it's weird for him to put all that pressure on her because she's like, thank you, but like, leave me alone a little bit, but come get the baby type of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, I feel where she's coming from. She's like, bro, I just want to learn how to co-parent with you. We got 18 to maybe 60 more years to do this. So,
I mean, a whole lifetime.
You really are parents yes. for the kids' rest of your life. Your kid can be 40 and you two may have to come together for something. So, and True's only 2 years old. So God bless, Chloe. Bless up.
God bless. What do you think, Howard? Okay, Howard.
Howard told us what he thought. Howard is
speaking volumes by his actions, and that's how he really feels.
I can tell you, Howard probably is going to say, you know, I think it's crazy. I love my girl Chloe. She's my favorite. Bye, yeah. Tristan. it's just wild. What do you think, Rachel?
I mean, I want to give a lot of props to Chloe. I just want to start off by saying Chloe is doing an amazing job, because she even says, I need to put my emotions aside and think about True yes. and think what's best for her and for Daddy as well. And I'm like, wow, that is so nice. She's a lot nicer than I am, because I've been watching the best way. Oh, hey, Howard, welcome back.
Oh,
I've been watching, in addition to Keeping Up the Kardashians, another show that I really like right now, a reality show, is Ball in the Family. It's a Facebook original, and it's featuring Lonzo Ball, the whole Ball family.
Oh, okay.
And Lonzo Ball is dealing with this, too, with his baby mama, and his baby mama is keeping Zoe in LA while he is off in New Orleans playing ball. And Chloe is, I'm just comparing the two, because... Yeah. Lonzo's baby mama, I'm going blank on her name right now, but she's staying, and it's like, okay, well, baby's staying with me, and you'll see her every so often. But Chloe is proposing sending True
I
on
know.
A plane without her at 2 years old. Like, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's my reaction. I mean, this isn't Tristan's first child. I think people forget about his son. Tristan is a father to a son. So this isn't Tristan's first time around the rodeo. And Chloe comes from a co-parenting family. So like when her mom and dad divorced and Caitlyn stepped into the picture, you know what I'm saying? Like Robert Kardashian and Caitlyn came together and they actually were like a team. So I think like Chloe and even Courtney, they're kind of used to that whole like co-parent world. And I think Chloe brought that up too. Like, I just want the best for the kids. Cause I think she comes from like, she's a child of divorce pretty much. And mm-hmm. I think she understands what that means. And I don't think she wants to put a lot of trauma on her daughter. So I think like, you know, it's tough being a new mom and having a 2-year-old and sending her out there. But also Tristan has another kid. So maybe it's her bringing the baby up there. Maybe a nanny that she trusts. I don't know. Maybe Tristan's mom. A lot of people do that where the grandparents now get involved.
Right. I know it's not Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner's not going to be the woman to do that.
Absolutely
He's
not.
So busy. Absolutely not. But I'm curious how Tristan is co-parenting with his other baby mama. Because available for True and Chloe. Exactly. But it's like, we can't forget that he has another baby mama, too.
Exactly. So I'm really interested to see how that's going for Tristan. I know in the past he wasn't in his son's life, but now he is in his son's life. So I'm interested to see how he, with a busy schedule, how he works it out with both of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yes.
So not only did Tristan come in this episode, but we saw Malika and Khadijah. And Malika gave the announcement saying that she's pregnant.
How
do you feel based on how she made like a joke originally with Khadijah about moving for 6 months? And then it's like, just kidding, Chloe, I'm pregnant. I was a little thrown off with that.
That was, you know what I think?
We know how Howard thinks.
Howard hates us, so.
Exactly.
Hey, Howard.
Hopefully this is the last time. Hopefully.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. So, you're doing amazing.
Here we are. This is what happens when you're in quarantine. My Wi-Fi is like, I'm tired of you. You've been in quarantine for too long. I'm exhausted. All I want to do is talk about Kardashians. Like, come on.
Love it.
But I will say real quick about the whole co-parenting thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, Chloe, I don't mind. I don't think it was bad that she was like, okay, I'll send the nanny with Drew. But I'm, at the end, I'm really happy that she went herself, because it's best to do that since Drew is still growing. She probably still doesn't remember, you know, a lot of things, where she's at. You know, she's just a baby. So it was kind of like, okay, let me take my daughter. Let me make her feel like she's in a safe environment, and then I dip out at night when she sleeps. So I was like, that's a cool, that's a good move.
Yes. But speaking about both co-parenting, like you just said, Malika may be having to co-parent soon herself.
She is. Yeah, her and OT Genesis aren't together.
Yes. I thought it was, okay, so we all know how production works, right? So I think originally Chloe Bid knew about this, but the way production works and they have to shoot it, sometimes they have to reshoot original reactions. So I think like they happened to get her when she made the announcement on Instagram. But as Chloe's best friend, I'm sure Chloe was the first person who knew she was pregnant when she got the test. I'm not buying like she because even Chloe's
like, she didn't even tell me. I'm like, okay, you know this.
Exactly.
You guys are best friends.
So. And then I didn't understand that whole, I didn't get that whole Atlanta thing. I was like, where are you guys going with this?
It was so random.
I think it was like, it was one of those things where it was like, she knows already, so we got to figure out a way how to retell it on TV. But I think it was supposed to be like, I'm moving and Chloe's supposed to be shocked, and then it's like, I'm pregnant? I don't know. But congrats to Malika. She gave birth to her beautiful little boy, Ace, and her and OT, they're also co-parenting as well. So there's a lot of co-parenting, like, between Courtney and Scott, and Travis and Kylie and Courtney, Chloe and Tristan, and now Malika and OT, and even like Chris and Caitlin, like that's still co-parenting.
Because
when Kylie got sick, Chris called Caitlin to make sure that Kylie was okay. So that's still co-parenting.
Amen. No, I agree.
God bless everyone who's the parent. Mm-hmm. I am not. God bless you all.
God bless. It seems like the only solid relationship who is not co-parenting is Kanye and Kim.
Yeah, because they're married.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're still married and they're
You know. So bless up.
Yeah. Cheers to that, y'all. Cheers to that.
Cheers, everybody.
Shout out to the parents. Shout out to the parents, including Kylie. Hello, Kylie almost hit a car. We were close to seeing Kylie full on hitting a car.
That is crazy.
Saucy.
That was crazy. Oh my goodness. And scary.
That was so scary. I was not expecting that. That was like, whoa, okay. Kylie's blind, so she definitely needs to wear glasses or get the LASIK with Stoss. And so Stoss was there. She's now, we're all thinking it, so I'm just going to say it. Stoss is the new Jordan. But it's true.
But you know what's crazy?
I mean,
Stoss has always been there. Like, Stoss, Jordan, and Kylie were a trio. Stoss kind of like left and fell back, and like Kylie and Jordan were like, you know, you have a group of friends, and there's two friends who just mesh a little bit better than the others. So those two happen to be Kylie and Jordan. And when Jordan left, Stassi kind of set the, but Stassi's always been around. She's been around with Jordan too. It's just that Jordan was like Kylie's super best friend, whereas Stassi's her other best friend.
Right. You know how you kind of like rank your best friends? Yeah, like, you know, I have my best friend, and then like I have my other best friend, and then like my friends, and then like my friend who's a friend, and like so we're friends, and then, But you know, now Stoss is like, now she's Jordan status, like always at the house. They had to get, got LASIK together. It seemed like Kylie needed a buddy to get LASIK.
I wonder if Kylie paid for that.
Right?
I mean, Stoss said, I'm doing it. You better come or you're going to feel left out and wish you did it. So it seems like Stoss really did want to do it, but I'm curious if Kylie paid for it.
He probably paid for it. I don't know how her insurance works, but as someone who wears glasses and contacts, I've always thought about getting LASIK surgery. And I recently asked my eye doctor, and he was like, well, you can do it. He's like, but if you do it, you're going to need glasses to read. So I was like, wow. He's like, right now you wear glasses to see. You don't need them to read. So I'm like, I might as well keep my glasses because
might as well, yeah.
But I felt Kylie's pain because I've been wearing glasses since 11, and I'm like, Kylie, I feel you, girl. I want some LASIK.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it when I saw this episode. I was like, I need the LASIK. Like, I need to feel like Kylie and get my little bell and just be up in my room, like somebody bring me my food. Mommy, like that's what I need.
Mommy. Right? The bell.
I want
okay.
some tacos.
Want some tacos, yes. Mommy Chris did a really great job stepping in and taking care of Kylie during her LASIK recovery. And I truly loved how they kept doing flashbacks to previous seasons of like when Chris took care of Kim when she did the LASIK. Do y'all remember when Kim got the LASIK? Do you remember the episode?
I remember that.
It was the episode that she needed LASIK because she had an appearance in Vegas with the Pussycat Dolls the next day. Do y'all remember? I am watching this. Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, deja vu. The fact that I know this just off the top of my head. I'm obviously a Kardashian super fan. Don't get it twisted. So hence why I know previous seasons. Fun fact, I've seen every single episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I remember because that's around the time I wanted to get LASIK as well. So, and I thought about it and then I stopped because you have to be like 25 and over to do it. And I feel like that's at the time I was in like my 20s and I'm like, I want to do it. And then she did it. And then I waited and then I haven't done it yet. So I'm still blind. Here we are.
I will wait. I still wear, I wear contacts and I just,
I wear both.
It ain't cheap. So,
it ain't.
Once I'm, you know, rich and famous, then I'll pull a Kylie and do the same. And hopefully Chris can take care of me during that time as well. As Chris said, Chris was the one helping her post-recovery and also saying, like, if you can push a baby out your you can get LASIK. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I haven't done that yet, so I can't get LASIK.
I want to shout out everybody that's in the live chat. Rachel, all your friends are here, and I'm obsessed.
Everyone, my friends. I love y'all.
Everybody is here for you. You got Jackie Robart, which I feel like that's someone who you're related to because you guys have the same last name.
Sister.
Oh, hi, sister. You got David. David said, Rachie, we're in here. You got Beatrice. And Beatrice says, Rach, so glam. Alexandra said, Rach is life. And I love this. So shout out to everyone who's in the live chat. And thank you guys for watching.
I love you guys. Y'all are the best. The best. After this, let's throw a party. Woo-hoo. Definitely. And because Kylie world, there's always a reason to throw a party. They threw a party for Kylie in her LASIK. What did y'all think of this with eyeball balloons? They had a party for Kylie getting LASIK.
I love weird stuff like that.
I thought it was so creepy because it was just eyeballs everywhere. I was like, are you guys serious?
It looked like Halloween. It was like,
yes.
Eyeballs. I loved it. I love weird, goofy stuff like that. And I want someone to throw me a party when I get my LASIK and give me some eyeball balloons.
Yeah.
But I like Kylie because I feel like Kylie does that a lot. Like she'll throw parties for like the littlest things. And she's like, oh, we're doing this because of this. And I think she just likes to celebrate and be around people. So I liked it.
If I was a billionaire, I'd throw the most ridiculous parties as well. A party for Tuesday. Let's make it Taco Tuesday. Hey, let's throw a party. And it's usually a party is amongst like their family and just very tight knit. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they don't got no budget. So they're like, all right, let's just bring in the chefs. I feel like they have their interior designer living in the house at all times. Like, okay, just make it happen, make it work, so I don't have to lift a finger. Goals.
I mean, she had a waiter just going, the guy with hors d'oeuvres, just at this eye party, going like, oh, you want this? Like, Kylie, it's just you and the family. Why do you have a full-blown guy holding you, serving you drinks? Like, you and Kim.
I wish.
I love that. And Chris was, I have to mention this because I mentioned this word last week, but I laughed so hard when Chris said how moist the cake was. Moist. I lost it, y'all, because in last week's episode, I mentioned how moist is one of my favorite words. Chris said it in this episode. So I'm just saying, if Chris can say it, so can I.
Moist and clammy, just bleh.
Moist. Okay, but speaking of Chris too, we have to talk about Scott and Chloe's prank.
Yes.
For pranking Chris. So yes. They did multiple paparazzi shots of her eating a burger, peeing in the street.
This sounds like my everyday.
Sounds like a typical Wednesday, am I right? So this was all Chloe acting as Chris, her mother, and when Chloe is all dressed up, she FaceTimed Kim and was it Saint or North? And they knew right away it was Chloe. It was Coco. Okay. Yeah. That was so cute. So cute.
I love when they play pranks. Like I love when they, especially when they do it to Kris Jenner, because Kris Jenner has such a great sense of humor, and I love the pranks because it brings Scott back in the picture. So I love it. But I'm just waiting for Kris to get everybody back one good time. That's why I thought when she was trying to hook Chloe up that she was going to play a big prank and kind of do like a speed dating thing. So I'm waiting for Kris to like prank everyone because they've been torturing their poor mother since the beginning of time.
Todd pranks. So many pranks. That was my favorite.
I know, that was my favorite too. And it's just so crazy seeing like Chloe just getting this wig on, that official tracksuit. I'm just like, Chloe, you so funny, girls. But $60 at McDonald's, though?
Ew.
Like $60?
What did they buy? That's
all those burgers.
Well, McDonald's. Like, McDonald's is expensive. McDonald's is expensive these days, but I'm good.
That's true.
I'm a big fan of McDonald's. If you know me, you know I love my McDonald's. McDonald's, you sponsor me.
Bless up.
Might as well.
I love seeing McDonald's.
No.
Rob!
Yes.
So short and sweet via FaceTime. We saw a lot of people this episode.
That's why I said this episode is like the extra players episode where you get to see like everyone. Like I think honestly, now that Courtney, we are still gonna see Courtney. She didn't just disappear. She's gonna be on some episodes. And I think that's what her beef was. She was just saying, I don't want to film every day, but I'll give you like some days. So we are going to still see Courtney, but I think with her absence, we're going to start to see more people, like the Stassis, the Malika, the Khadijas, the Robs, Kylie, Kendall. Like, I think more of the family is going to start popping up now.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Oh, hi, Rob. We love Rob.
Yeah, we love Rob. I like to see Rob. And I would love to see Travis. That's my hope. Predictions-wise, besides... Besides who we'd hope to see, anything that y'all think?
I would love to see Caitlyn.
You might be wondering, why are these guys talking about the show? What do they have that has anything to do?
Yes, I would love to see Caitlyn Jenner pop back up. I feel like she may, because I think they're going to record her birthday with the whole family coming together and Chloe and Kris coming together. I would also kind of like to see more of the Jenners. And personally, because I just like looking at Brody Jenner, you know, a little bit of the Jenner there. But I think we're gonna see a lot more Kylie, even though like the show's not really her thing and she's really like shy. But I do think we are gonna see more of like the Jenner girls and Caitlyn.
Yes, ditto. I predict that we'll probably see the same, the girls. I mean, Kylie, and it's already been said on social media that Kylie and Kendall are doing a lot more filming this season. So I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see the co-parenting of Chloe and Tristan. I'm also very excited to see like just Courtney figuring out this whole situation. I know she's gonna be here and there. Hopefully Courtney can bring Robin and they can just like kind of do it together.
Yeah,
I agree. I would love to see Rob. And I have a feeling we'll see a lot of Kylie, which I'm really excited about, because in retrospect, they have to fill in film time because Courtney will not be there. So I feel like they're allotting other family members to take that spot, which I'm okay with. I truly am. I'm okay with seeing other people. And like we give Courtney such a hard time, especially at the beginning of the season with the fight, but after really thinking it through more and more, Courtney has really done her share. She has done a lot in every season. She was the first to give birth.
Yeah.
All the sisters on live TV. She had the get together and breakup with Scott and raising her three children. I mean, she has really done her part. And if she wants to take a break, let her, because your happiness comes first.
I've seen an amazing video that this girl did where it's kind of like a meme. And she's like, she's talking about Kourtney Kardashian. She's like, look, Kourtney carried the family, because this girl's right. We got Kourtney and Khloe take every city. Kourtney and Kim. And Kourtney opened up her love life, which I know that was hard for her. And we got to see the breakup on TV. So I feel Kourtney like, I'm about to be 41. Like, I'm tired. Like, I gave you everything. I pulled my baby out of my vagina with my bare hands. Yeah. What else do you want from me, people?
Right?
Exactly.
So, the show must go on.
Exactly. I think it's okay for her to have a break, because I think mentally everybody needs a break. And that's why I respect her. I respect Kylie for saying this isn't my thing. I respect Rob for saying this isn't my thing all the time, you know? And I think it's cool for other people to step up and do what they got to do.
Exactly. Okay. Shine a light. Oh, but speaking of taking things, I did forgot to touch on how Khloe said she had that whole thing of like, Khloe takes Cleveland. When she was talking to Tristan, remember that? And Tristan and Khloe was like, you didn't want that to happen. And he was like, well, now I want different things. I said, ooh, this would have been a cute spinoff show. Khloe takes Cleveland, just like The Life of Kylie.
Yes, wow. Howard, I'm actually so glad you mentioned that, because that really took me aback. So it actually, him explaining like, oh yeah, you should stay in Cleveland with me and True, us three here in Cleveland, and mention the spinoff, exactly. And it seemed like that had already been in talks. So it seems like they wanted to do that, and Khloe was like, you know the reason why we're not doing that, Tristan. And it's like, oh wow, he had it all lined up. And look like he did.
But that's what happens when you're caught on camera in New York City kissing five random girls in the club. Like, bruh, you can't do that. Like, you can't be in New York lollygagging, walking around like there's no paparazzi to catch you. You will not be on my spinoff. Good night. It'll be me and True. Takes two. Okay. You won't be on.
Khloe takes the baby to LA. That's it.
Correct.
Mama, True. Baby and mama. That's all it is.
Khloe, True. Tristan, who? That's what it is.
Amen. But also, like, not even cameras in the club. I'm not forgetting Jordan. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, but you know what with Jordan, though? Because Jordan comes... Here's the thing with Jordan. Jordan is a smidget, and it comes after Tristan cheated a million times when they have broken up five times already, and he had humiliated her in public. I honestly don't count Jordan, because it was like they kissed on the lips. It was already after the boy done cheated. That's why he wasn't living in the house. I'm counting the other five times where Tristan publicly was walking the streets with random women and got caught, like on camera in the clubs. And after he got caught with those first two women, he was in LA holding hands with another woman.
Yeah. No, you're right. But
the Jordan thing is just, I feel like, as I put my lips on, it's an excuse and it's a crutch. As I put my lips on. It's minutiae. It doesn't count.
Like, it's unfair, though, in Jordan's favoring Jordan. Hold on, let me phrase this right. I just feel like it's unfair because the whole family is so accepting of Tristan now that they're quote-unquote over it, but we still don't see Jordan. Like, it's and just, I think that's messed up.
That's what I don't like, because I feel like if we're all about forgiveness and moving on, Tristan, and yes, that's the child of your kids, but he doesn't have to be best friends with the family. He can just pay his child support and do what he's supposed to do. But if we're all about forgiveness, why can't Jordan be friends with Kylie again? Because they're still real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Tristan gets to be like, hee hee ha ha, but Jordan kind of is like thrown to the wolves. I thought we were forgiving, but you know, what can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do?
Mm-hmm. What can we do? Well, what we can do is go to some tea time.
Oh,
let's do some tea time. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Let's get some tea time. Okay, so with the whole global pandemic happening, that is COVID-19, coronavirus, Kylie Skin has donated 6,000 pounds of hand sanitizer to Los Angeles hospitals and clinics. Her and her team made them in their factory as an attempt of relief for all the medical staff who risk their lives every day. So that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Kylie Skin, we appreciate the hand sanitizers. Who would have thought Kylie Skin now creates hand sanitizer? I wonder if that will be on the market after.
Of course, the money is there. We
the money is
money.
There, honey.
Yeah.
Yes, it's right there. And you see, Good American is selling masks for $6.
Yeah, that's so dope. It's super dope. And I think, I know the money is going towards like relief efforts from Good American and from Kylie Skin. So I think that's really dope. Cause I think like a lot of people are selling things, but I think it's awesome to give the proceeds and the money to the people who need it the most. So that's what Kylie and Khloe are doing. Yes. Well, speaking about sisters, our girl, Kourtney Kardashian, though she is not on Keep Up the Kardashians this week, she made an appearance on Little Dicky's brand new show on FX called Dave. So pretty much his brand new show, it's literally a biography kind of, because it's about a white guy who wants to be a rapper, kind of like Little Dicky. And he's had a lot of celebrity appearances, kind of like Justin Bieber, and our girl Kourtney Kardashian pops up and she plays herself. So I thought that was pretty cool. And if you guys don't know, tomorrow is Kourtney's birthday. She's turning 41. And Khloe tweeted the other day that today, and I think this week, they're playing a marathon of E of Khloe and Kourtney Take Miami's. So make sure you guys check out.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of taking things, it looks like Kanye is taking the cover of GQ again. So Kanye graces the cover of GQ. Will Welch spoke to him about Yeezy campaigns, his Yeezy campus he's developing in Wyoming, which is supposed to be huge, his next album, his alter ego, you know, he got Yeezy, Kanye West, West Weezy, you know, so many names for Kanye. and his renewed faith in God, because, you know, his song, I think it was called, like, Go With God or something, is, like, the number one song for 21 weeks on the Billboard's gospel album.
Yeah.
Or Billboard's gospel chart. So that's crazy within itself, but Kanye's out here, you know, trying to do the Kanye thing. I want to know about this Yeezy campus, though, in Wyoming. Like, what is that?
Are you guys going?
Music, fashion? I'm interested. If they got financial aid, I'm there.
Don't drink anything when you get there.
Oh. Is he drug at mess?
Don't drink any Kool-Aid there.
Oh. I might take a sip.
Don't do it.
just a sip.
You won't come back. Don't do it.
I mean,
just
take a sip. Taking a sip. Yeah. So, wifey Kim has been promoting a lot of Kanye's everything, and including the GQ. She posted her own pictures in celebrating him on the cover of GQ and all that to come. She also recently promoted more Skims apparel. Skims will release a new product called Stretch Rib, a sleek, sport-inspired collection of soft-ribbed underwear and loungewear pieces that flatter the body and mold to your curves. So when I first heard of this during quarantine, during this time, I'm the first to say I have totally gained my COVID 15 pounds.
Baby, COVID 40.
Same.
So I'm just like reading that, getting anything mold to your curves, or just I'm like, no, I have not put on jeans, and this is week 6, so no, I've not put on jeans. I'm not putting on some tight ribbed stuff.
It sounds like it hurts. I don't know what jeans are anymore. I haven't worn real clothes or pants in a month. It sounds like it hurts, but shout out to Kim and her Skims line, because I like all the like different directions she's going in, and I love all the different bodies she's using in her promo and her ads. But this one just sounds like it's going to squish your ribs, and as a big girl myself, I don't know how I'm going to get into it, but Kim, feel free to send samples at P.O. Box. We will take 4 samples, one for Dakota, Howard, Rachel, and myself. Feel free to send them. we'll take some.
I'll take a sample for sure. Sure. Okay. We'll get all these curves up in there.
Okay. Hey. Yes. Yeah. Wait. You know how I said moist was my favorite word? Scratch that. It's actually free. Free is my favorite word. So send over anything free you got, Kim. I'll take the stretch rib. I'll squeeze in there. Make it cute.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yes. Awesome. I love that. Okay, now let's head over to our Gram Glam because we had to see Kim in this apparel that we just talked about, y'all.
Okay, yes. So this is great. Like, she looks perfect in it.
She looks great. She's obviously the face of this, right? So we're pulling up picture number one, which is Kim. Yes.
I wonder if people see it. I can show the audience.
Can y'all see?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Bree. Oh, nice. Shout out to our amazing producer and engineer, Bree. It is
yes.
Yes. It's cute. I love this color on her. I love like an olive green.
Right?
I love this. She looks right great. Now. I actually like the way this looks. I just wish I could fit it, but it looks great.
She looks amazing. I understand why. I mean, she does this. I mean, she still looks like a Sims character to me. With
she does.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're
all the recent Gram Glams we've been getting of Kim. They just look a little Sims character to me.
A lot of airbrushing, so because it's a lot of like fashion-y promo photos, so it looks like a lot of airbrushing. So I feel you. She looks great, mother of four.
Mother of four.
I gotta get my life together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, same.
I have no
okay.
Kim. I look like this. Thank you, Kim.
Shout out, Kim. Yeah, she looks great. She looks great. Next we have, exit out on accident. Who do we got up next? We got Chloe up next? We got
Courtney.
Courtney. All right, Courtney. Let's see Courtney. Let's get Courtney up.
Courtney's in like this cute little kimono, and the theme is like Japan. So it's really, really cute because she has like all the like tea, the Japanese like aesthetic tea, her beautiful Japanese kimono. And it's very it's very Courtney vibes. And it's a beautiful black and white kimono, and it looks like pants. I just want this whole getup. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, this is more the quarantine apparel and vibe that I'm going for. You know, Kim looked great in her other picture, but this picture of Courtney is more my at leisure outfit that I am wearing because, you know, I'm all about elastic.
Looks great.
All right. Next we got, there's no Chloe today, actually. We got Kendall next. Kendall with the blonde hair. Okay, sister Kendall.
This is more my mood as well because she has a glass of wine and she has a young man laying behind her on the couch. I don't know if you guys see that or am I just really nosy because I observe everything in pictures.
I saw it. I said, okay, Kendall.
Who is that?
That's more my speed. That's my mood. Like your man friend behind you, your glass of wine in front of you. Beautiful blonde hair, you know. Shout out to Kendall.
Yeah, I wonder good. Who that I mean, is. That Ben Simmons? Who's that? What's the update on Kendall's love life?
I know it's not no Ben.
Quiet as kept. She's super private.
Super private. It's so private to the fact that this is a throwback photo, actually.
Wow.
So
we don't know if she's really
So we don't know if she's still with this guy or not, really.
She's moved on.
So we're moving on. We're moving on to Kylie.
Kylie
is also in some at home leisure, but this is a onesie feel, right? Is it all connected? You think?
Yeah,
it's a onesie, and she has on the Air Jordans with the Christian Dior check. And these, I want these so bad for my birthday in November. So Kylie, feel free to send an 8.5-9 to P.O. Box AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm like, wow, you know exactly the shoe. I'm like, oh, you want it. I love that.
Yeah. I'm a sneakerhead, yeah. So the Air Jordan she has on, and it's mixed with Christian Dior. It's just chef kiss. Fat check.
I love it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So yeah. All right. So amongst those pictures, do you want to go one by one? Howard, yeah. You want to go first on who your favorite glam is of the week?
Yes. So my favorite glam is Kim. I'm loving this. The olive color, the olive green, it's just so cute. And she looks great, but longer hair, like, you know, she's killing it.
Yes, she looks great. My vote goes for Courtney. I love this whole aesthetic. I love this look. I love this vibe. I love the whole, like, paying homage to, like, the Japanese culture without appropriating it. Like, she's doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. And I just want this kimono. It's just really beautiful. So Courtney gets my vote.
I'm gonna have to piggyback off you, Nakia. I agree. It's the kimono with Courtney. She looks so happy, and it's as if she's kind of like waving goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She's like,
bye. I'm happy with my decision. Bye now.
You're right. She's so happy, and I think that's a great photo, especially because like her birthday's tomorrow. So like. Happy birthday to her. We're sending her like light and love, and I hope that like mentally, physically, like everything's okay with her. So I really do love that photo.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I can't help but think like Courtney is wearing a kimono and then Kim is wearing Skims and
kimono.
That kimono together, I'm like kimono. I'm like I won't forget.
You can't
I know
forget.
We all won't forget. We can't forget what Skims, what originally the original name of Skims was.
Japan said kimono. Absolutely not. Change your name.
Absolutely not. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
Don't do that. Created it millions of years ago.
Okay, sent the letter and all. They sent the letter. Kim, you will not. Not my name. No, you won't.
Not today.
No, no, you will not. Awesome. Well, this has been such a fun episode.
Yeah,
talking Keeping Up with
great.
The Kardashians with y'all from the recap, news and gossip, tea time, and Gram Glam. It's been a very fun episode, quarantine edition. And we'll do this again this time next week for episode 5. Right? So in the meantime, Nakia, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and make sure you guys like and subscribe everything AfterBuzz TV and check in daily because I do the Kardashian News Daily. So when you don't see us here on Sunday, I will give you the tea during the week.
Yes. Howard?
You can find me on all social media at Howard the Third. I also do the Sisters After Show on Wednesdays with Nakia over there. It's the season finale on the 29th. So make sure you guys tune into that. And I will also be coming back and doing Growing Up Hip Hop later on this month. So make sure you guys tune into that on Thursdays as well.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard. Thank you so much for bearing with us, hanging out with us in the live chat. Shout out to my sister, David, B, Alex, Morgan, of y'all for tuning in. It's an unfortunate circumstance that we're all in quarantine, but I really do appreciate y'all being in the live chat and everyone just, you know, showing their friends you love them. It's so sweet. So I really appreciate it. And we will see y'all next week. Until then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.